Let's go to Washington and talk to Webster Tarpley, author and historian. Welcome to the programme, sir. Dr. Tarpley, the Syrian government has called on people who've been forced out by insurgents to return back to their homes. Just how much is the Syrian government, an army, gaining ground in Syria?
There was a shock here in Washington in the first 10 days of January when some direct reports were received from the area of Homs showing that the occupied territories, the areas that have been under the rule of these death squads and warlords and extremists for the past year in some cases, that here the population is turning against the rebels. We now have reports of the average Syrian, the normal population, helping the Syrian army, going out of their way to make sure that the rebels were driven out or liquidated. And I think that is now the main political fact on the ground. Once you've been under the rule of the Nusra Death Squad Brigade for a number of months, the Assad administration begins to look very, very good. Going together with that is the solidity of the international support for Syria. Russia is firm. Foreign Minister Lavrov says that the departure of Assad is an impossibility. Veliati of Iran says that attacks on Assad would be a red line. And then when we look into the French, we'll see that the French will not be able to do anything in Syria because the entire French capability, with a significant part of the U.S. capability, is now tied down in Mali and Algeria. So the imperialists have made a terrible blunder, kind of reminds you of Hitler in 1941. They've split their forces. They've gone on to Algeria, Mali, before they finished off Syria, and I think they're going to live to regret that. Obama's interested in backing off. And then we can look at these countries. Saudi Arabia, there's a defeatist faction in the royal family that is trying to seek contacts with Syria to put an end to at least to the current phase. The King of Jordan says that it's hopeless, Assad will not fall. And then in Turkey, this is perhaps the most interesting. Erdogan is gradually figuring out that he's been duped by Obama about the fall of Syria. That took him about a year to figure that out. And the fall of Davutoglu, the foreign minister who is responsible for a lot of this adventurism, is now, according to some, on the agenda. So when we look at the entire array of forces attacking Syria, we see that there's great disorder and great defeatism and not a very aggressive platform. And I think we can also assume that the losses among the death squads have been very, very heavy. Today, for example, was a very active day for the Syrian Air Force, and they seem to have exacted a heavy toll from these killers.
Indeed. And of course, there are reports that there are mercenary forces in Syria fighting for money and may have their own agenda. How much do these forces have a role in determining Syria's political future?
Well, as time has gone on, they have played a bigger and bigger role because there is no more moderate opposition. There are no people interested in the democracy or elections or human rights who are part of the rebel coalition. The rebel coalition seems to be the extreme, and then the more extreme, and the most extreme are the Nusra Brigade, right? This coalition of 30 or 40 different individual death squads. And that's part of the freakout in Washington, right? We've just been through Benghazi, and we've been through In Amenas, and there's a big freakout in Washington that the Obama-Hillary foreign policy has turned Libya over to al-Qaeda, Mali has now got al-Qaeda, and the forces in Syria attacking Assad, that's al-Qaeda. So a lot of people in the administration are saying, why don't we go back to that Geneva deal with Russia and try to de-emphasize this? And I think that there may be some signs of that. So the stars are aligned against the Syrian rebels right now. And maybe this will be the beginning of the end for them.
Indeed. Well, we'll have to leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Dr. Webster Griffin-Tarpley, author and historian from Washington. As always, thanks for your thoughts there, sir.